Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, guys. Welcome in to another Panther Rants podcast. It's Friday. Another fun weekend ahead of us. It's Labor Day weekend. For me, it's been a long ass week because we're dealing with this, you know, when you do a big system-wide upgrade and, you know, the vendor's supposed to, you know, mimic your environment that you have, that you're upgrading, and they decide to get a little cute with it and decide to add all these things in, do this and that with it, and they end up screwing it up more than what it was. Anyway, let's go through a list here. So, Penn State scheduled Temple in a home-and-home, and obviously people aren't happy with that, but, you know, I think we've pretty much have got the clue. I mean, if we haven't gotten the clue previous times, look, they're not scheduling Penn, so I really don't know what people are getting up all up in arms about this. They're not scheduling us. So, all I can say is just move on. If you haven't already, and I hope you guys have, because, you know, Penn State didn't schedule us. I mean, that's like water's wet. I mean, there's not much else that you can do with that. They're not playing us anymore, so forget it. If Pitt wants Penn State to want them to schedule them, Pitt's going to have to get off its ass and win football games. Pitt's got to become a player in the ACC. There's several things, you know, it's basically Pitt's got to show itself. They got to compete for ACC championships and, you know, win big games. Otherwise, Penn State isn't going to, play them or let them worry about them. So, it's a tall barking order for Pitt, and, you know, I don't think they'll ever, you know, maybe once in a blue moon, then maybe they'll compete for an ACC championship, but not right now at this moment. You know, so that's just that. That's the reality right now we're dealing with. Anyways, guys, we got a whole week of college football ahead of us. And, of course, Pitt plays Albie this week. And, of course, they've already started the whole Greg Gattuso stuff. And, you know, obviously Greg didn't like Steve. But Greg still loves Pitt, obviously, which is great. I'm happy he does. I mean, he obviously left on, you know, with his guns firing. You know, obviously for Greg, some doors opened. You know, he was in Maryland for a bit. And then he's now back to head coaching again. You know, I always thought Greg would end up coaching, you know, a much bigger program than Albany. But, you know, maybe that's his speed, probably. I just thought he was bound for more than that. Which, you know, look at Luke Getsy. I mean, as soon as things didn't work out for him in the pros, I mean, he could have probably bounced around. He went right into coaching, and it's only because I think, yeah, J.D. Brookhart obviously had a lot of connections. And I think he had some connections at Akron, too, Luke did. And J.D., you know, he got some jobs. I mean, he was offensive coordinator at West Virginia Wesleyan. He did IUP. He did, I think it was either Central Western. It was one of the schools that Antonio Brown went to. And I think Luke actually landed them their best recruiting class in a long time. Then he went to Green Bay and did very well there. Now he's back in, as an offensive coordinator in an SEC program. So, I mean, in a few years, I'm thinking Luke's probably going to be a hot, depending on how things go, in a few years, Luke's going to be a hot commodity in college football. So, you know, good for him. You know, people's careers go a lot of ways. I mean, you know, Tyler Palka is out of football entirely, but, you know, Tyler does a lot of other stuff that, you know, he doesn't need to. Need football for. So, but as far as the game this week, what to look for, for one thing, you hope the players stay healthy. You know, they avoid injury. I remember when Pitt opened up against East Tennessee State back in 2001. Antonio Bryant, after that Blitnikoff year, sprained his ankle. That sucked. He really didn't catch on until later that year. I mean, he wasn't fully there, health-wise. So we watch how the Steelers defense is going to play and how the offense does. And I'm sure, the game plan obviously will probably be vanilla. But last year on this time, we played Youngstown State and it went down to the wire. Crazy, you know, that was a year ago. That was right around when Hurricane Harvey hit. You know, I haven't really gone into that whole thing, you know, with the whole anniversary about it. I mean, it's, you know, I could reflect on it and give you a whole bunch of stuff, like in a Facebook post, like, oh, it was a year ago today that I drove home from work and I, you know, got gas and did all this. I didn't know what I was going to expect from the next 2 weeks from now and yada, yada, yada. I mean, my kid was hoping there was going to be another hurricane because he could start school 2 weeks later. And I was like, no, I said, no, you don't. He said, oh, it'd be cool. And I'm like, yeah, I was like, yeah, you're just a kid. I was like, it's not really that cool. It wasn't cool for a lot of people. I mean, people lost their lives. People lost their homes. And some people are still trying to move into their homes. I mean, it's... Seriously, I mean... What they're going to say about Harvey a year later is... Where I lived... You know, where I went... You know, I was a few blocks from the bayou. I was probably like a half a mile from the bayou, actually. Where they let the reservoirs out. And it was all underwater. Now when you go over there, drive over there, walk over there... It's like nothing ever happened. It's like, it's crazy. It's like there was never a flood, no nothing. But if you go like to some of the homes that are around there, and a lot of the homes became like, either became lots or they're abandoned. I mean, there's some like really nice homes. They're just abandoned now. But I mean, the thing is, if I'm near a body of water, I'm probably purchasing flood insurance no matter what. But yeah, there's like, you know, several businesses that have just reopened now because, you know, it's just crazy. But, you know, for me, I mean, I worked from home for about a good 2 weeks and my commute was a pain in the ass until they started reopening the roads. But hey, I mean, it was better than nothing. But, you know... All I can say is go to the game, enjoy it, have fun, watch it. And I think they'll probably, you know, pull a win. Although it's funny because I have a lot of Penn State friends and we have this whole email chain thing. And the over-under of Pitt wins this year in Vegas is 4.5, which is very freaking generous because I think Pitt's, you know, if Pitt can only win 5 games on Max Brown and Ben DiNucci as our quarterback and a shitty defense, 5 games, they're going to freaking knock this out of the park. You know, with that money line, 4.5 wins. Come on, place the bet. And of course, all the I'm gonna place that bet. They're not gonna win 4 games. Ooh. And then like, of course, you know, now they're thinking Albie's gonna upset Pitt now, which is, you know, which is par for the fucking course. I'm starting to get agitated now. But have fun with that. All right. Let's go to the rest of these games here. You know, Wake Forest played last night and barely beat Tulane. you know, Tulane's not a bad program. Conference USA in general is not a, I think that's where they are now. Conference USA is not a bad football conference. I mean, it's, the product's gotten a lot better the last few years, you know, ever since expansion nearly murdered them. But, you know, there's some pretty decent programs there, and, you know, they're going to come out there and compete with you. Obviously, the game on Monday night is Virginia Tech and Florida State. I like FSU. I know everybody loves Tech, but people forget that FSU lost their quarterback in the first game of the season last year. He was really good. So, if you're betting that game, I'd be a little wary about that. I'm sure Tech's the sexy pick, but I'm probably going with FSU. You know, sometimes with gambling, you have to go against the popular opinion, because a lot of times popular opinion can screw you. Then there's Miami LSU. Miami's got a lot of hype. They're 8th ranked. LSU's 25th. LSU's kind of fell off the wayside because of Orgeron being the coach, but he's still got plenty of really good talent around him, and Miami does too. But the problem is they're only gonna go as far as a quarterback takes them, because they have a senior quarterback, and I think Brozier, he's not really that good. He's not very accurate. He's a dual threat. But you pressure him and you put him in positions where he has to make reads, like Pitt did last year. He's a falter, and he's playing, you know, a good SEC defense. So I really don't see him. I don't see him doing dick against this team. I like LSU to win that game. I think Miami goes out with a thud in week one. Let's see, Louisville and Alabama. Even if Louisville would have had Lamar Jackson, they still lose this game. They're going to get rolled on that one. Michigan-Notre Dame is a really good game. Michigan's 14th ranked. Notre Dame's 12th. Michigan returns back 10 stars on defense. And they got Shea Patterson as their QB. And I've heard a lot of really good things about him. I think one of my high school buddies actually coached him. And you know, he lives down in Texas. He lives down where Shea was. He's nothing but a lot of good things. So I like Michigan this week. I think they actually will knock off Notre Dame. You know, obviously Kelly's got to, you know, build that team again. But I think Michigan finally gets it right this time. And I just had a panhandler who walk in front of my car. That's the thing, you know, with the crosswalk concept. It just doesn't bode well with people. I mean, not just panhandlers, but college kids as well. I remember driving through Oakland, and of course you had the kid on his cell phone and not looking both ways when they're crossing, and I've seen people nearly get hit. West Virginia, Tennessee. I think the Hoopies win this one. I like to pick Tennessee. They have some good players on that team, but of course, new coach. So Lord knows what we're going to see, but I just don't think Tennessee's ready yet. You know, for that one, Penn State, Appalachian State. Of course, we got to talk about this game, obviously, because, you know, according to some Penn State blogs, this is a big test for them. You know, it's a bigger test, you know, for them than Pitt, which is, you know, which is trolling for the course. But who knows? You know, Appalachian State knocked off Michigan years ago. Maybe it's maybe the Carmen police will come get them. You know, make those little pussies cry. Another big game, a huge one, is Washington and Auburn. I mean, this is two top 10 teams. Pac-12 versus SEC. Washington has a lot to prove, because the West Coast, you know, naturally gets next to little respect from any of us. I mean, probably The only team we really have respect from the West is probably USC. And it's because they get a boatload of good team, you know, good players. So obviously they're gonna come out swinging. They have, you know, really good defense coming back, good players coming back. And the thing about this though is they're playing at, I believe, at Auburn. And I just don't see it happen. Washington at Auburn, yeah, I don't see them, you know, winning that game. Going all the way, traveling all the way from you know, the Pacific Northwest to play in Auburn, nah, not happening. Now, if you look at the rest of the ACC, we got Syracuse and Western Michigan. Syracuse should take that one, although Western Michigan will probably give them a hard time. Army and Duke is an actually intriguing matchup for me because Army isn't really that bad of a team. And Duke isn't really that good of a team, although they're getting so much freaking hype. I mean, that Duke's getting 13.5 for that game right now. And I mean, Army is, you know, Duke's 13.5 point favorites. Army could actually, they could actually cover that point spread. So I would keep an eye out for that one. Going down the rest of the list, NC State should whip James Madison. Clemson should destroy Furman. Boston College should beat UMass. Virginia should knock off Richmond. North Carolina and California is an intriguing matchup. You know, Cal's 7-point favorites in this one. North Carolina's coming off a disappointing season last year. But, of course, Cal sucks, too. So, that being said, I like Cal in this game as well because North Carolina has to go all the way over there. They're going to play at Cal, and I just don't see them pulling that one off. So there we go, guys. That's pretty much college football in general for this weekend. There you go. You got Cliff Notes version of the whole thing. And I got 3 minutes to kill, but I guess I'll end this on a non-sports-related note. And talk about, well, for one thing that popped up on my timeline last night was that there's some sort of protest going on, thanks to social media, about In-N-Out Burger giving $25,000 to the Republican Party. Now, let's be honest here. $25,000 ain't dick. For one thing, ain't dick from a business like In-N-Out. And there's plenty of business, and there's plenty of other businesses that give the Republican Party. Like I mentioned last night, Amazon gives to them, Microsoft gives to them, Google as well. There's plenty of them. So I mean, I guess these people that are outraged over this stuff, I guess they're going to start doing their social media stuff from Linux boxes. So, I mean, that's the thing about lobbying is you give money to whoever to do what you need. I mean, that's just how it is. But I shouldn't get too fired up over this stuff, but the stuff that just comes on my Twitter feed is, not resounding. So, I'll end that. But as far as, you know, the NFL season closes, and I think, you know, Quadri Henderson, if anything, I hope he gets a practice squad with the Steelers. Jester Weah, believe it or not, has made some splashes with the Texans, and I think he probably ends up practice squad as well. They really like his potential, and he hasn't had a bad camp. But he has a lot of potential, and I think they're going to hold on to him. I'd like to see Nate Peterman get the starting position with Buffalo, but I think Buffalo is going to take the sexy pick with Josh Allen. Personally, I wouldn't throw Josh Allen to the Wolves in week one. I think you throw Peterman back to the Wolves, let him screw up, and just let Allen learn and eventually pick it up. Or it could be a case where, you know, where Tom Savage is a star for the Texans, and the Texans started Savage because they didn't want to throw Watson to the Wolves. Because, for one thing, the offensive line was horrible. And they saw what happened when they did that with David Carr. But unfortunately, Tom Savage is so immobile that they had to put Watson in. And I guess, you know, Savage went to the Saints, and of course, the Saints just traded for Teddy Bridgewater. So obviously the Saints aren't sold on Savage either, which is disappointing, but it is what it is. For Tommy, if he could be a third stringer and just carry the clipboard, I mean, I'm sure he'll be content with that. But the guy's heavily in the woodworking, a lot of other stuff, so I'm sure football's not the be-all end-all. So I wouldn't be surprised if he hangs it up eventually. But Aaron Donald, obviously, some details have been worked out with his contract, and it's about time because the guy needs to get paid. And I can't blame him for not getting, you know, for not playing. You're with that same crappy rookie contract. You should, you know, pay the guy. Oh, guys, enough of this crap. Hell to pit, bye.